Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City of Pella Finance Director Corey Goodenough joins us on today's program to recap the latest Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Corey, certainly a lot to do with finance in this last Pella City Council meeting with a number of contracts approved. And we'll start with one that is of big interest, and that is the water rate increase. And I think that's the first thing that we'll talk about, an ordinance that increases water rates by 7% again this year. And why really is the need of an annual check on water rates, and why is it so important to get this extra revenue going, considering the improvements going on?
As customers and residents have probably seen, there's a large-scale construction project currently underway out at the water treatment plant, and we'll soon have a large-scale construction project by way of a new main along Idaho Drive, and then, of course, we just recently completed a new Jordan well off Idaho Drive as well. And so those projects and the need to implement the long-term water supply plan has resulted in a rate increase based on our forecasting. And so they approved the third reading of a water rate increase of 7%. And so what that means to the average residential customer is about a $3 a month increase. And that's with the use of about 7,000 gallons of water. That does translate to a $10 increase for our commercial customers using about 35,000 gallons and about a $27 increase for our industrial customers. That will be effective with the bills come due in August 20th.
And the importance of that is the financing of the project. This isn't a cheap water improvement plan. Why is it so important to get the extra revenue now started while you begin to assess the debt load that will be moving forward?
Sure. Well, we've talked about it historically. We're using the Iowa SRF, which is the State Revolving Fund Loan Program, to implement the projects. And once the projects are complete, our loan becomes due. And so what we anticipate is about $1 million annual debt service. And so what we're doing right now is phasing in those rate increases to accommodate the larger debt and service increase associated with the project.
And are there any other rate increases moving forward, or is that still going to continue to be reviewed by a year-by-year basis?
You know, when we go through our budget time, it starts about in December. We look at each year and see where we're at and then anticipate project schedules. And so we'll come review that again in December. And that's ultimately when the council starts talking about what's necessary and when the implementation phase starts.
And the next side of things with water, speaking of which, an interesting project from the City of Pella's perspective, as Mike Nardini said a couple weeks ago, a public-private partnership with Vermeer Corporation, the city furnishing materials for improvements that will be completed by Vermeer to the water system near Vermeer Corporation. What has made this project so unique, and why was it important for the bill to be split? And ultimately, what was the result of the purchase of those materials from the resolution passed?
Yeah, certainly. City staff has been working with Vermeer Corporation regarding a water main extension from 240th to 250th, and then 250th about 900 feet north. And so the unique part about this project is that Vermeer has offered to install the water main, leaving the city responsible for the material portion. And so what council did last night was accept and award bids for the materials. The engineer's estimate was about $250,000, and the bids actually came in lower, about $212,300, so that's good for the city. What we anticipate next is that we'll take possession and sign a development agreement with Vermeer Corporation in the near future for that installation. So that's a great joint project. I think alone the city's total estimated cost, had we done it ourselves, was over $500,000, and so it's a great partnership with Vermeer to be able to extend that service and certainly improve the water supply in that area.
For the city, about 20 years in the making is the underground conversion. The final major project is set to begin sometime later this summer. What is the contract approved for the Central College Neighborhood Underground Conversion Project, and how big is it to get this hurdle cleared and now get work started on the conversion?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. I'm sure residents in the area have noticed significant underground conversion projects in the past, and that continues this summer. Council awarded a contract to Anderson Underground in the amount of $221,398 for the installation of conduit in what we call the West Central area. And just so our residents know and listeners know, that's Washington Street to the north, University to the south, West 5th Street to the west, and West 1st Street to the east. And that's the general area. That contract was awarded and is expected to begin on August 1st and has a substantial completion date in August 15th, after which time the city staff will install the wire and the cabling and then work with residents to complete the installation.
Once again, that was City of Pella Finance Director Corey Goodenough. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.